The cogito refers to a belief that Descartes establishes in the early part of the second meditation. This belief establishes something derived from something Descartes already knows. He knows that he's thinking. That cannot fail to be true. However, what he needs is something more substantial than that. And what he thinks he discovers in this part of the second meditation is that whenever he notices that he's thinking, he knows something else. That something else is that he exists. So, what he has established at this point is a piece of absolute knowledge, something which he has established either on the basis of an argument that goes, if I'm thinking, then I must exist. I'm thinking, therefore I must exist. We discussed whether this argument is a good argument. There are reasons to think it might be a problem. There might be a problem with it. And so we considered Jaakko Hintikka's alternative way of understanding how the cogito belief is established. But what's important is that Descartes thinks he's proved that he now knows something with absolute certainty, that whenever he considers it, he knows that his own existence is indubitable. And he knows that on the basis of his prior knowledge or coincident knowledge that he is thinking.